Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bobby Glennon, who's CEO with Floor Force. Bobby, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ken. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you. I wanted to talk to you. We recently announced the debut of this brand, Floor Force. I know you originally had worked under another name of Brooms Alive. And before we get into everything that you're doing there around offering independent retailers custom websites, why don't we first talk a little bit about your background? I know you've been in the flooring industry for a long time. So if you would, just give us a rundown on your experience in this business.
Sure. I've been in the industry for well over 20 years. Majority of my experience was in sales and marketing and general management, culminating back in the mid-2000s after being at Mohawk Industries for 14 years. I took the role as CEO of Master Tile out of Houston, Texas, and did that for a few years. And after leaving Master Tile, was contacted by Mark Loberbaum about a technology business that he had been working on and was looking for somebody to come down and help him and get involved and get this thing off the ground. And at the time, that was Rooms Alive.
Right.
Rooms Alive. We worked on Rooms Alive for about a year. And what we realized in trying to market Rooms Alive was that the product that we had was more than the retailers actually wanted from a technology company. And so we wound up moving away from the Rooms Alive business model, and we really migrated over to a completely different business model in what is now Floor Force.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, but basically what you do is you offer independent retailers the ability to have a website that's unique to them, because most of us realize that if you're in a buying group or if you're tied in with some of these different organizations, you know, they give you kind of what that group's going to give you. So I guess what's unique with you is it's open code. It's you can customize it as much as these people want. Is that right?
That's true, Kemp, and we really work with all retailers, whether they're part of a buying group or, you know, have a local web services company that currently manages their website. It's sort of irrelevant to us. We are completely independent of any one segment of the industry, so we really can serve every retailer in the industry.
Okay. We've been through this recession, and we're at the tail end of it. Things are looking a little better, but what do you think the size of the universe is? What is the... When you start saying that your target market is independent retailers, how many of them do you think are out there?
We believe that there's anywhere between 15 and 16,000, we'll say, legitimate retail establishments out there today. Unfortunately, the independent retailers and just retailers in general, we're seeing many of them, or the attrition rate today, at somewhat of an alarming rate. And we know that because as we call around to dealers that we have in our database, we find that a lot of these dealers are out of business or went out of business in the last few years. So the recession has definitely hurt quite a number of retail establishments out there. But we still believe there are about 15 to 16,000 that are out there and legitimate, meaning have bricks and mortar.
The next question is, how many of them are out there that haven't already made a sizable investment in some kind of a web presence?
Well, it's interesting. You know, the technology side of this is tough. You know, we realize that the majority of retailers out there are independent and mom and pop retailers, and even some of the ones that are aligned within the industry just can't afford to spend the kind of money to have an online presence that's significant and is going to perform the way that they really need to. And so the reality is the larger dealers that do have some money to spend on their web presence have some pretty good websites out there, and the majority of them are trying to provide the right things for the consumer and an engaging experience for the consumer. Some of those websites are old. Some of those websites are just a handful of pages, and quite honestly, we're encountering retailers that actually don't have websites today.
So I think you position yourself as being somewhat of an economical solution. If you engage a small retailer and you say, you know, we're going to help you with your presence, what is your average bill for somebody like that?
That's a great question. We do absolutely see ourselves as an economical solution for the retailers. And the reason is, you know, Floor Force has invested to this point millions of dollars into research and development. And our business has been funded by industry veteran Mark Loberbaum. And Mark understands and has always been an advocate for the retailers, and especially the small to mid-sized retailers. you know, when you look at what he's done in terms of investing into this technology, we don't certainly expect to go out and try to charge exorbitant amount of money. And we know that the retail community does not have the kind of money that they need to invest to have a great web presence. So we have created a technology and built a platform and a system that allows the independent retailer to access our technology and to use our technology on an ongoing basis, kind of like the equivalent of leasing a car. You know, they pay a small amount of money down. They decide how much they want to pay on a monthly basis based on different programs that we have available. And we don't require long-term agreements. And so the dealer pays a $1,499 upfront setup fee, and then he chooses from one of four programs that begins at $199 a month, and the most he would pay is $499 a month. So it's very much like leasing a car. You're not buying the car. You're just buying the ability to drive the car.
As you said earlier, this technology continues to evolve. We're watching more and more engagement with social media. I know that another key part of this is to make sure that your search engine optimization, that you come up organically and on the first part of the search. So you have all those tools built into this thing?
Absolutely. I mean, we are fully committed to continuing to keep our customers ahead of the technology curve by upgrading and improving our systems on an ongoing basis and providing the kinds of online marketing solutions that are not only affordable, but, you know, we're able to create economies of scale by spreading this technology across the industry and having many users as opposed to having very few users. Ultimately, that makes it very affordable for everyone who's involved in it. And the reality is that the retailers and the industry as a whole need to have a platform to put their products, their services, and basically everything that they do for consumers within the flooring industry, as well as other industries, put that in the forefront of the consumer and put it in front of the eyes of the consumer. And the fact is that the eyes of the consumer today are on the web.
That's right. As a matter of fact, I was reading some of your materials, and you think the number is as high as 92%. The consumers that are out there, when they start looking for flooring, 92% of them start on the web. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we've seen reports of numbers higher than 92%, but yeah, we believe that today about 92% of consumers who are searching for a product or a service begin that search on the web. Interestingly, about 87% of those customers never go past page one on a Google search. So we take great care and put a lot of emphasis on making sure that the websites that we are deploying are highly optimized websites and that they have the best chance of showing up on page one of a Google search for the specific keywords that are important to the retailers that we're working with. Nobody out there can guarantee that a website is going to show up on page one or is going to be the first organic find on a Google search, but we do everything that we can to make sure that our dealers are showing up on page one for the terms that are critical to their business.
And people that are interested in finding out a bit more about Floor Force, yeah, I'm sure you have a website, right?
Absolutely, floorforce.com.
All right. Well, Bobby, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Bobby Glennon, who is CEO with Floor Force, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.